Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to Thursday's edition of Good Morning Live. I pray that you are having a good morning, and if not, we are here to set you on that path, as that's been our goal, is that we would rally together around the Word of God and open it up and be encouraged and stir our faith to move forward. Welcome to everyone who's watching around the world on the Pioneer channel. It is so good to be with you this morning as well. Now, if you're watching on a platform like YouTube, Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, all those other places that you can like, comment, share, subscribe, please do so. We consider that you being a digital missionary of the click of a button. You can send this broadcast to all of your friends and family and help our reach go further and encourage people in the Word of God. So go ahead and do that. Let people know that there's bread here on Good Morning Live that helps us stay in faith and stay encouraged. Well, it has been a week of teaching here. You would think, as I'm the one preparing the sermons, I would have anticipation. But sometimes it's just as it's flowing, I'm sitting back saying, wow, God, it's good. It's just good. And I've been so encouraged by this series of messages that we've been looking at of how we carry the mantle, if you will, of seeing a move of God in our generation. And we looked at several things this week of how thunder represents the moving of God, and that thunder has an aspect to it that we can't control. It's bigger than us. It reminds us of how small we are. You can't reproduce thunder, but only God can do that. But yet we bring the blood, or we bring the sacrifice to the table. And whenever there's a sacrifice on the altar, God always responds with fire. So we do what we can do and allow God to do what only God can do. And when those two mix, when we bring our effort and marry it with God's ability, come on, that's powerful right there. And what we're learning is we can't just sit back and say, well, what God's going to do on the earth, he's going to do, and we're just sit back and see what happens. But no, we have a part to play. And if we want to see the move of God in our life and in our family, it's going to involve us stepping up and stepping out in faith and becoming a living sacrifice and laying our lives on the altar to see God do what only he can do. So we're going to continue in that theme for the rest of this week, and hopefully today's message will encourage. I do want to remind you, as always, that if you have a prayer request, come on, all you got to do is text the number, the word prayer to 717-500-3575. Man, we have an amazing team of people who love, love, love to pray and stand with you in agreement and seek the heart of God on your behalf. So don't go through it alone. The Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. So we agree together. We stand together. We petition heaven together. We want to pray with you. So go ahead and submit your prayer request. Let us stand with you in agreement. Again, text the word prayer to 717-500-3575. Or, of course, you can go to our website, ptnnow.com, and submit your prayer request that way as well. So today, I want to talk to you, again, as we've been in this theme of doing our part to see a move of God, is about fear. Because I believe that most believers do want to see a move of God. Yes, nationally and in our church, but we want to see a move of God in our lives and in our family. We want to see our children saved. We want to see the nations serve God. And I think most believers do want that. But sometimes what holds us back from doing our part to see that is fear. And so I felt like in this series, we got to address the topic of fear, because fear can be that thing that stops a move of God, because it stops us from doing our part. So I want to talk to you today about fear. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Because real faith, come on, doesn't wait till fear goes away. real faith moves anyway, regardless of whether the fear is there or not. Come on, I believe that bold obedience will always feel risky. But if you're not stepping into something scary, you're probably not stepping into something sacred. Anytime that God does something significant in the life of a believer or in a church or in a community, it always comes on the back of usually a situation that God's calling that person or those group of people to step out in something that is scary. Like anything that has been, I mean, open this book, any person that's been written about, their story comes on the back of stepping into it with fear. Like you talk about Daniel and the lions, that I don't believe for a second that there wasn't an element of fear when the decree was handed down that if you pray. But he pushed through the fear and did it anyway. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, they even said, listen, our God is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we won't bow anyway. That's acknowledging. There's a level of, hey, we know he can, but we understand he may not, but we still won't bow. Anyone who's been written about in your Bible, yesterday we talked about Esther, and man, you know, that fear that would have been there. She could be killed. She could be banished. She could, you know, have her life ended by doing what she did. Any miracle story always comes on the back. Think of Peter walking out of the boat on the water. Right? Like he didn't know what was going to happen. This is the middle of a storm. He's going to sink. But he pushed through the fear and stepped out of the boat. But I believe that real faith begins when there's an element of the unknown or an element of fear. Why? Because you don't need faith if there's not an element of the unknown, right? Like if you can see it, you don't need faith, but faith is the evidence of those things not seen, right? So faith is the evidence of things not seen, which means if you can see it, then you don't need faith for it. Come on, right? So we often assume that if it's God, it will feel peaceful, that it will be easy, that it will be fearless, right? Like, but, you know, well, if God wants me, then it'll just be comfortable and it'll be easy and it'll just fall into my lap. Open up your Bible. Read through its pages. Scripture says over and over, actually says 365 times, do not fear or do not be afraid or fear not. Over and over and over and over again, the command in Scripture, do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. Why? Because fear is often a part of the process. Listen, what I found is God doesn't remove all fear. He typically gives us courage to move through the fear. Like I heard Pastor Parsley say this years ago, anytime in Scripture that it says, fear not, he always responds and says, why not? Why? Because the fact that the angel even had to come, or the God had to come, or the message came to fear not, prophesies that there's something to fear. Like he doesn't have to come to you laying in a hammock on the beach and say, hey, by the way, fear not. Like, right, I'm in Easy Street. I'm swinging in the sunshine, right? No, he has to say, fear not, if you can look and see that there's something here to fear, right? So the fact that he has to even say, fear not, indicates that there's something that in the natural is fearful. And what I found is he often does not remove all fear, but often he gives us the courage to move through the fear. Why? Because that's when faith steps in. That's when God says, listen, if you will move in the direction that I'm telling you, even though you're afraid, even though it's unknown, even though it's scary, that is faith. Listen to this verse of scripture in Joshua 3:14. It says, so when the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant went before the people. And when those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priest dipped into the edge of the water. The waters that came down for upstream stood still, and the people crossed over on dry ground. Again, we know this story, the Israelites crossing over on dry ground. But God promised Israel a land flowing with milk and honey, a promised land. But before they could ever possess it, they had to cross the flooded Jordan River. And here's what I love about God. Well, sometimes it can feel like frustrating about God too, but it would have made more sense to me for God to say, all right, I'm going to part the Jordan River to show you what to do, where to go. And when you see the river parted, then step out and walk. Like, doesn't that make more logical sense? Like, if I know there's a bunch of afraid people and I'm trying to lead them forward, to say, I'll tell you what, I'll make the way. And then you step into it. But that's not what God did. And it's not what he does. What did he say? He says he told the people and told the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant that went in front of the people to put their feet, dip their feet into the edge of the waters. And when they did, the waters that came downstream stood still, which means the other water kept flowing, which means it would create dry ground. God didn't part the waters and then say, walk. He said, you walk and dip your feet into the edge of the water that is still flowing. And when I see that you are willing to move forward in obedience, even in the unknown, even through fear, that's when I cause the waters to stop. So I'm just going to say, if you want to see God do significant things in your life, it is always going to come on the back of a radical step of faith. Radical step of faith. Where God's saying, step into the water and watch me part it. And again, it's, you know, I was listening to a brother of mine who also does a television program, and Mondo de la Vega is his name. He airs here on our network as well. And he was telling the story the other day that he was walking and God spoke to him and said, hey, there's about to be an open door and I want you to say yes to it. And so he says, then a little bit later, he got a call that from another television network that said, we want to take your show and we want to put it on our network, but it's going to cost you some money. And he knew that that's the open door that God had called him to step into. And God told him to say yes. And he said yes, not knowing where the money was coming from, not knowing how God was going to do it, how he was going to provide, but he knew that he had to take that step. And so he said yes. They started things in motion, and he was interviewing a guest a little bit later. And that guest said, hey, God told me to sow into the open door that you just stepped into, not even knowing any of that, and received a love offering, which would help them do what he needed to do. And I just love that story because, again, anytime somebody has stepped out in faith, it's always God asking, I want you to say yes before I make the provision. I want you to say yes before I show you how I'm going to pay for it. I want you to say yes before I lay out the plan and the blueprint of how it's all going to map out. Right? Like I've heard this said, that faith is stepping to the edge of darkness and taking one more step. There's going to be fear. There's going to be risk attached to a move of God, to God doing something significant. We said yes to starting the Pioneer Channel without a dollar to fund the thing. And now reaching into 155 million homes around the world. Why? Because we just simply said yes, and God's been faithful along the way. Right now, as I'm sitting here today, we have an opportunity in front of us to launch onto a satellite that would take us, our reach beyond anything that we're doing right now. And we're praying through it. And if God says yes, we'll do it. I don't know how we're going to pay for it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm not being foolish. I will wait to hear God. And God might say, no, now's not the time for that. And as he has before, not long ago, we had an opportunity to launch our network on Comcast in the state of Texas. And you know, it would have been a step of faith. And I've never been a person that's, listen, if God wants it, he'll make it happen, right? But I just felt in my spirit, now's not the time. Now's not the time to do that. And I said, thank you, but no thank you. Why? I don't know. And it could be because God has something else coming up that if we would have signed up for that, you know, the funds wouldn't have been there for what we need to. I don't know. All I know is I prayed and God said, not now. And all I know is sometimes when God says, do this, it's often, there's often fear and uncertainty and the unknown attached to it. I remember, you know, one of the hesitancies in my life of starting even this channel was I got so comfortable in just preaching behind a pulpit and singing behind a piano that the thought of sitting behind a camera and teaching and hosting or doing interviews, that all of that stuff just seemed so foreign to me that now, you know, 5 years into this thing, it's one of my favorite ways. I still love preaching. I still love doing worship. I still love all of that. But now it's like, let's sit behind a camera. Let's do an interview. Let's talk. And it's become one of the great loves of my life is to do this. But starting, man, I was shaking. It was like I was going to throw up. It was, come on. So what am I trying to say is that most of the time God says, step first, then I'll move. That's what, and isn't what the scripture says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Call upon me and I will answer. It's like, God, why can't you just answer? Why can't you just, but he says, no, you take this step, you draw near, you call, you move forward and watch what I'll do. So what we need to know is feeling fear isn't failure. Even obedient people get nervous. Like, can you imagine in that story that we just read about being one of the priests carrying the ark, walking into the edge of that water, not knowing what was going to happen, trembling at the riverbank, unsure of what would be happening next? Fear doesn't mean you're out of the will of God. Fear often means that you are walking headfirst into exactly what God has called you to. Why? Because it's the easiest thing to sit on the couch and be complacent and, you know, just let life pass you by and not step into the will of God and not risk anything and not, you know, live a life that fulfilling the call and the purpose and plan of God. The easiest thing to do is just to sit on the sidelines and watch it all happen. The hardest thing to do is step up and sometimes in fear and move towards the call of God. So fear doesn't mean you're out of the will of God. Sometimes the scariest place to be is the exact place you're supposed to be. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's obedience despite fear. What does courage mean? Courage means you did it in spite of the fear. Well, I'm not a courageous person because, you know, I took the easy way. I'm a courageous person when I've been obedient despite the hardship and despite the fear. Come on. A hero or a courageous person isn't the person who runs out of the burning building, leaving everybody else inside. A courageous person is the person who risks their own life and pushes aside the fear to rescue anyone that they can. We would call that person a hero, a courageous person. Sarah was telling me, reading an article of a father who is a real story of, they were on a cruise ship recently and their little three or four-year-old daughter fell off the edge of the cruise ship into the water. And they have it on video. And without even a split second passing, the father jumped off the edge of the cruise ship to save his daughter. And the miracle was, is the father, because he jumped off so quickly, because, you know, the ship is moving, because he jumped off so quickly, he landed pretty close to his daughter, swam over and saved her. And the whole time they're throwing him a life raft, he's refusing to get onto it because he won't let go of his daughter. So he waited until they got a boat down there to get them both. And he was going to put the daughter on. They wanted him to put the daughter on to bring her in and then come. He said, nope, I'm not letting her go. And Sarah said, would you do that? And I said, I hope. I hope that I would. But that story was powerful because it's like a father. And it just, you know, seeing his daughter falling overboard off of a cruise ship. And, you know, that's a high thing. You're telling me there's not fear? Like, there's been very few rescues that have happened from people falling off of cruise ships. Most of the time, the force that you hit the water, the time that the cruise ship can stop and get somebody out to you, you're done. But a hero pushes through the fear and just responds, steps up and does it. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's obedience despite the fear. Faith requires courage. Faith moves first. The priests did not wait for the waters to part. They moved while it was still scary. Faith doesn't need a guarantee. Faith needs just a word. God doesn't explain how it will work. He just says, step in. I watched this thing on the History Channel a few years ago, and I loved it. I wish I could find it. I think it would be worth posting. But they looked at the 12 plagues of Egypt and how one kind of made a chain reaction to everything else that was happening. Like, you know, the water turning into blood then triggered the locust, and like, and then the, because of all of that, the boils would, like, it was a chain reaction that they were showing scientifically how one caused the other to happen. And a person on the surface could say, well, what are they trying to disprove, that God was involved? No. And at the end of it, they said, this documentary was not created to disprove the working of God, but was just created to prove how God scientifically caused all of these things to happen. And I love that, because it was not saying that, well, you were trying to disprove God, but what they were saying is like, listen, here's how God manipulated science to work in his favor, how he manipulated nature to work in his benefit. Like, I believe that, like, when God moves, he gives a word and he just says, step into it, move forward, do what I have called you to do, and I'll manipulate and I'll do what I got to do, and I'll cause the water to stop flowing. You don't need to worry about, well, how are the plagues going to come? How is the water going to stop here? Or how is there going to be a dry sea? Now, is God going to elevate the land through and make it like an island? Or is he going to stop the water here like he did and then cause that water? God says, don't worry about any of that. That's not your problem. Not your problem how I'm going to cause the money to come in to pay for it. It's not your problem how I'm going to heal your body. It's not your problem how I'm going to part the sea. All I need you to do is get the word and respond to the word and step out in faith. Faith does not need a guarantee. It just needs a word. I've often said this. Peter did not walk on the water. It's impossible to walk on the water. He walked on the word. Faith often feels foolish at first. Walking into these floodwaters with a wooden box on their back of the ark doesn't feel very strategic, but it was supernatural. It was their obedience to God, because that's all he was looking for. He wasn't looking for their ability to carry the ark. He didn't care about their ability. Now, could they, which foot did they put first? Were they able to part? He didn't care about any of that. He just said, will you obey? Will you be obedient? Will you do what it is I am asking you to do? When they got into the land, come on, there was territory after territory after territory that they had to take, that they had to be very strategic about listening and obeying the command of God. And God was saying, I'll prove it here. Will you step out into the waters? There's ground to take, but there's battles ahead of you. And if you won't be obedient to step into the water, then you won't be obedient to march around Jericho 7 times with the armies, you know, tormenting you when it makes no sense. If you won't be obedient at the edge of the water, you won't be obedient when I call you to go forward and to destroy the cities and tear down the giants and inhabit the land. But God's saying, will you be obedient here? That's what it's all about, is how obedient to God will you be? What is God asking you today? What is he putting in front of you today that you've been waiting for dry ground, but God's been waiting for wet feet? Miracles happen after motion. that miracles happen after motion. We opt to stay on the shore. We opt to keep going through the thoughts. What if God doesn't come through? What if we feel disappointment? What if I look foolish? What will people say about me? What if I lose control? That's a big one. But stepping into the unknown means surrendering the outcome. You are not responsible for the outcome. You are responsible for obedience. That's it. How obedient to God will you be? The only way to see a move of God is simply to move with God. Move with God. And when God says, step into the waters, we say, how far? When he says, shout, we say, how loud? That's why culture today struggles with Christianity. Because nobody wants to be obedient to anything. Everybody wants to live their own truth, do their own way, be their own thing, do it their way. But come on, when you're a Jesus follower, it's not about that anymore. It's about how obedient to Christ will you be. You're waiting on God to give you dry ground, and God's waiting on you to get your feet wet. Let me ask you this today. What is your Jordan? What is God asking you to give sacrificially that you've been holding on to? Maybe he's asking you to reconcile with someone that you are struggling to let go of that burden. Maybe he's asked you to step into ministry and you just feel so disqualified. You feel like Moses. Who am I? Maybe he's asking you to simply share your testimony with somebody, what he's brought you out of, and you're afraid of what people will think if they know your real story, but it's that story that actually is going to be the platform to help set other people free. Maybe he's asked you to apply for a job or a position that's so far out of your league that you're worried about the rejection, that people would laugh at you. And what if you actually get it? But God's saying, I'm opening a door for you that no man can close. Whatever it is, the river won't part until your foot touches the water. We've been talking about this week. Faith without works is dead. Have faith all you want. Shout to the mountain all you want. Speak to your finances all you want. Declare to your body all you want, but until you put some things in motion to move forward, until your feet start touching the water, nothing will happen. Miracles happen on the other side of motion. So if you're scared, probably means you're doing it right. That's why David said, I won't give God what costs me nothing. Like if this is easy, convenient, it probably means I'm not doing what God's asked me to do. Fear means you're human. It means you're stretching. It means you're about to grow. Don't stay stuck just because you're scared. Listen, obedience in fear still opens rivers. God didn't say, be obedient, but don't you dare fear. Obedience while you're afraid still opens rivers. Saying yes while you're scared still opens rivers. Joyce Meyer says it, just do it afraid. Why? God's not asking you to do it without fear. He's asking you just to do it. Trust him. Obedience in fear still opens rivers. So declare this with me today, would you? That I will not wait until I feel brave. I will move because I trust God's word. I will step into the water even while I'm trembling. I will see the river part under my feet, and I will carry the torch for my generation. What is it today that you are waiting on God to give you dry ground, and God's waiting on you to show him some wet feet? Revival comes on the back of bold steps of faith. Your turnaround comes on the back of a bold step of faith. Your answer will come on the back of a bold step of faith forward. So Father, I pray for every person watching and listening right now that they would have the courage and the faith to not back down, not stay on the sidelines, not wait until they feel inspired or wait until there's dry ground ahead. But they would have the faith to step forward in spite, despite of their fear. Do what you called them to do, even when it feels scary, even when they're afraid. And I believe that that's when we will see the miraculous happen. That's when we will see doors swing open. That's when we will see the promise of God come to fulfillment in our lives. We give you praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, before I let you go today, God's moving on your heart to partner with this ministry, the Pioneer Channel, to help us continue to bring these broadcasts around the world every day. And I want to encourage you to take a step of faith and text the word partner to 717-500-3575. That information's right there on your screen. Again, the word partner, 717-500-3575. You can sign up to become a monthly partner with us. And in doing so, you help us continue to move this work forward. And I'm praying for you today. I'm praying that you would be obedient to whatever it is. Start the business. Forgive the person. Maybe there's small things that you can do, small steps of faith, and watch what God does in your world. Amen and amen. Thank you for being on with me today. I'll see you tomorrow as we continue on this journey together. Remember, God's not mad at you. He loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Be blessed.